talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk Dad Podcast, episode 132. I've got Henry here with me.
Hello.
And we've got very special guests. We've got Henry's friend Parker and his brother Oliver and their dad Josh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. So this is become a tradition now. So it's 2 years in a row. We've got the Graham family here to talk about Christmas music with us. So
we're excited to be here.
Parker's dad volunteered to come last year, and then I contacted him and said, hey, come on back so we can do it again. So they used to live in our neighborhood, but they moved far away. Not that far away.
Not that far.
We moved to Richardson.
But a couple of towns away, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys like your new house?
I'm still adjusting to it.
Yeah?
I like it.
But you like it? Mm-hmm. It's probably pretty good.
I really enjoy the area. Like, it's like nice, like when it's really nice outside, to just kind of walk around.
I heard there are lots of trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of nature in our neighborhood.
That's good, right? Yeah. Are there a lot of animals around? You see stuff?
Just squirrels.
Lots of squirrels.
What about rabbits? Do you see rabbits?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. We have lots of rabbits around here.
Actually, recently there's a coyote that came.
Yeah, we're
going to
give
people
an update on that in the news.
Oh, so we heard about that. Yeah.
Because we talked about that on the podcast before. We talked about a couple of podcasts ago how there is an aggressive coyote that is attacking people. Did you guys hear about that?
No, we haven't.
Here in Frisco, after you guys moved, there has been an aggressive coyote. Usually coyotes won't attack people. They just attack, like, you know, rabbits and rats and little animals.
Maybe
someone's small dog. If someone's small dog was playing out, it might get attacked. But this one has been attacking people. So we're going to give an update on that later in the program. What else is going on? It's almost Christmas. There's a Christmas tree right over there.
Four days until Christmas.
There's Christmas stockings hanging up over our fireplace. Do you guys have a tree in your house?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a real, like, a real tree for the first time.
A real tree? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we had a real tree. On the other hand, I kind of like a tree that you can just plug it in and it lights up.
Easy.
So it's I don't know. I like both.
Yours is pretty tall, though.
Yeah,
it's a lot taller than ours.
My problem is, like, I always want to put it up really early, like the day after Thanksgiving.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And then when I get a real tree, by the time you get there, it just looks like a dead tree.
Yeah. That's why we waited a little longer.
Leaves fall off and they're in a big pile over the presents.
Yeah.
But you got an unusual decoration in the house that I've never seen. It's like mannequin, like wig mannequin models with just Santa hats on them.
Long story.
Spirit.
Henry, do you want to tell them why we have mannequin heads?
Okay.
No.
Okay. So our sister, a while ago, I think
your sister, Phoebe, who anyone who listens to the podcast might know.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, she got those to make, like, pictures of her doing yoga with those as her head with, like, her friend. That was, like, a really long time ago. But recently, I asked what those were for, and then, or while she was cleaning up the room, and then we ended up doing a music video with those as our heads.
Yeah, so if you go on YouTube, sometimes you can see these funny videos people do where they pull, like, a jacket over their head or a sweater, and then they put the mannequin head on top.
It'll just dance.
And then they dance around and look goofy.
Yeah, okay. But recently we were planning on doing, like, a Christmas one, but we haven't done it yet. But so we had those, and for some reason I was just putting them random places, and they ended up there with Santa hats on.
Yeah, they're kind of like our version of Elf on the Shelf.
It's pretty sweet.
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Mannequin head on the...
Yeah, Henry and Phoebe did one that was to an ABBA song. Which song was it? Was it Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
They did a music video to Mamma Mia, dancing around crazy to...
Love it.
Mannequin heads.
I sense a viral video.
So they're going to do a Christmas one pretty soon, maybe.
Can't wait. You do have some pretty infamous videos out there, like your older dog and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember
we've got
that one
of our old dog eating peanut butter.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring down the room.
That's all right. That was two Christmases ago when we lost Sir. It was a sad. We found out about it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, man. Oh.
2 years ago.
That sucks.
And he was the best dog ever. Now we have Maisie. We know Maisie. Mm-hmm. It's probably, we haven't done a Maisie update in a while. Maybe we need to do a Maisie update.
Yeah.
got her own theme song now?
That's the Maisie update stinger. So Maisie has been hanging out. She's been crazy as ever. Sometimes we call her Crazy Maisie. But the other day, I wasn't there, so you might have to tell the podcast about it, Henry. But I understand you guys took her for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
The whole family's home right now, which is really cool. So Elizabeth and Phoebe are home from college, and everybody took her for a walk except for me. I stayed home and was, like, listening to records.
Of course.
But they all took her for a walk, and I understand that she got kind of freaked out by something.
It was those inflatable decorations.
Our dog does that. Inflatable Christmas decorations.
And she would, like, bark at them.
You guys have two dogs.
Yeah, that's funny.
Kirby and
Penny.
Yeah, Kirby does the same thing sometimes. If they're moving around too much and she's walking by, she'll start barking at them.
Last Halloween, there was like a jack-o'-lantern, like inflatable in front of somebody's house. And like Kirby wouldn't leave in front of their house until like she like bit it.
Did she something. Bark at it?
Yeah.
Okay, actually.
Dogs hate like, things for some reason. I don't know.
I think they don't like them because they can't smell them. Like it looks like something, but they can't smell it, so they don't trust it.
Okay, but actually a month ago, when Elizabeth was here, me, William, and Elizabeth took Maisie on a walk. And you know those like LED light reindeer things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she would not stop like... She would not stop barking at those.
That's funny.
And even, like, on the way, I think we were going to the park. On the way there, we, like, showed her it was harmless, and then she just kept on walking. But on the way back, she barked at it again.
Wow, that's funny.
She remembered it and didn't like it and had to bark at it.
That's awesome.
You're second-guessing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to walk the dogs this time of year, too. Mm-hmm. I do miss that about this neighborhood.
It is nice. It's a good dog-walking neighborhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it hasn't been, the weather's been actually pretty nice lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to cool down a little bit now. I don't know. Yeah. We'll probably have a warm Christmas in the 60s or something.
Yeah.
Which feels a little wrong.
It was in the 70s when I got home.
I kind of wish it was going to be cold. We had that one Christmas about 4 years ago where it snowed on Christmas Day.
Yep.
That's like the only white Christmas I think Texas has ever had, maybe.
Well, there's been a couple in the last 10 years, and like these guys, they were spoiled by it because I didn't have that my whole life.
Yeah.
Maybe one time when I was 5 in Texas when it snowed on Christmas.
But we've had it like twice before, haven't we?
It was one time at Christmas Eve, too. It's probably about 7 years ago. Yep.
Yeah. And so, that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe's seen a lot of snow because she's going to college in Utah, so it's already snowed there a few times.
Of course.
Probably be a bunch of snow when she gets back. But, yeah, Christmas is... So, this is what... Today is Friday.
21st. Tomorrow,
today is the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
This
4 days.
This podcast will come out tonight at midnight. And then it'll be, I don't know, like Sunday's the 22nd. Monday... No, Sunday's the 23rd. Monday is Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas.
It's on a Tuesday.
I like it. I'm excited. I love Christmas.
I've only shopped for one person.
Yeah. We got to take you out and do some shopping. I have a feeling stores are going to be really busy.
I'm going to go with Elizabeth tomorrow.
She's going to take you shopping?
Yeah.
That's good.
Very cool. Good. Yeah, we've had the sneak off on our own kind of thing. Like mom took the boys by themselves, or we'll all go shopping together and then we'll split off on two different groups to do a secret gift buying and things like that. But we're starting to think that they're sort of plotting together now.
Like you guys,
they got their messages down about what they're telling us. So.
Oh yeah, so they're like coordinating among yourselves.
Yeah, seems to be like their talking points. They have them down pretty tight.
And you can keep them secret from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
We just don't have a car though.
There's a lot of secrecy at Christmas time. You got to not ask too many questions. Don't be too snoopy.
Yep.
So, have you guys seen any of the new movies that are out right now, or do you have plans to see any of the new movies?
I asked them if we could see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay, that movie is really good.
We saw that movie on Monday, right?
Yep.
And
I loved it. It was great.
So awesome.
It looks so good.
In my opinion, it was better than
Black
Panther.
Really good. It was super entertaining. It was really quick moving, really like funny, but also like kind of emotional. Yeah,
I've heard
dramatic.
It has some like... Kind of like serious moments, but also a lot of funny moments.
Yeah, okay, it's great. And the music's really great. The characters are all good. It's really good.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I do want to say that it's amazing how they pulled off a funny scene right before they did an emotional scene.
Mm-hmm. And it's all animated?
Yeah. It's yeah. like 3D oh, it has animation. Like a, it has like a comic style that takes a bit to get used to, but it's really cool.
Yeah, because it looked kind of choppy a little bit. I don't know. Like it's kind of stylish.
It's actually like not choppy at all. But like letters will appear on screen. All
right. Or like William really wants to talk about Spider-Man. He's been busted to talk about Spider-Man on the podcast. So we've already got five people on. We're gonna add one more person.
There's one more series.
You want to share?
Yeah, let's share with Oliver over here.
With Oliver. William has some thoughts about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
It is easily the best superhero movie I've seen all year. Even for me, it's higher than Black Panther. For me, like, pretty much every single aspect of the movie was really good. Like, the score was really good. The action sequences are really good. The pacing, the writing, the performances, literally every single part of it was really, really good. And I think anyone, no matter whether you like superhero movies or not, I think anyone could really like it.
So hopefully we're not building this up too much for you guys, but we all really liked it.
I really liked the soundtrack. Like, it was rap soundtrack or like hip-hop soundtrack, I guess. Like Black Panther.
Yeah, it's kind of like modern hip-hop, but this is some really good songs.
I usually don't like that, but in this movie it was really good.
Yep.
I like that like Sunflower song by like Post Malone.
Yeah, that song's in it. And there's some really good songs. It's not, I had to Google and check, it's not on vinyl. Hopefully they'll release it on vinyl, because I kind of want to get the soundtrack.
Or at least on Amazon Music, so I can play it on Alexa.
They do have it on Amazon Music.
There's also about like a million things going on there, but still manages to be very like coherent and gives each character the right amount of screen time.
Yeah, and it has Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham? What is that?
It's a Spider-Man pig.
Peter Porker.
That is voiced by John Mulaney, the comedian.
Even funnier.
There's a dog, too, is there?
There's not. In this one, there's not. They might in, like, a future movie. I know they're already talking about a sequel. But, so, yeah, there's a spider pig, or a spider ham, Peter Porker.
Yeah.
And he's not in it that much, but when he is, it's kind of awesome. That's ridiculous. Really good.
I think our favorite is easily Spider-Noir by Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Spider-Noir.
Okay, I really like...
He's only in black and white, and he's very serious, and he's voiced by Nicolas Cage.
I'm really confused now.
Okay, but...
It makes a lot of sense in the movie. When you say it sounds really confusing.
Yeah, like...
But surprisingly, when you're watching it, all makes a lot of sense.
There's another character. For some... I didn't actually expect to like this character the most, but it's Penny Parker. It's like an anime girl version of Peter Parker.
Penny Parker, yeah.
That's funny.
Who's like a Japanese anime character. Spider-Man character.
We all mentioned Black Panther, and it's interesting because that's
it's than Black Panther.
That's high praise. But it's interesting that Black Panther's showing up in all the best of end of the year movies. Like it's going to be nominated for an Oscar, maybe, which is pretty cool for a superhero movie.
It was one of the first movies to come out this year, too.
Yeah,
we all liked Black Panther a lot. I like that. Really, that's still my favorite Marvel movie, I think.
I've seen
the trailer for the next Avengers movie, and it looks really, really good.
Yes. I want to see it so bad.
Okay, that's about all I had to say about Into the Spider-Verse.
Do you want to add anything more?
Every single villain is good. There's some really, really sad moments, and there's some really, really hilarious moments, and you need to go see it.
All right.
Very cool.
William got to talk about Spider-Man. Anything else going on? Anything else you're excited about?
Just... Endgame.
I've heard the new Transformers movie is actually really good.
Yeah,
my friend Grant told me to. He's good? Going to see that.
Bumblebee is apparently not directed by Michael Bay, so. Oh.
Yeah, it's directed by. Who is it? She did something really good. She did a really good movie. I can't remember what it was.
But yeah, based on the Rotten Tomatoes scores, like it's really, really good. Apparently.
Is it actually related to Transformers?
It's about Bumblebee.
I think it's a prequel.
So yeah,
it's
like a spinoff. The only Transformers-related thing I've seen from like the trailers and everything is it's just Bumblebee.
Yeah, I think it's a prequel, funny. And I think Bumblebee's the only Transformer in the whole movie. I think. I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe. Okay,
Transformers like Alien, like from outer space?
Okay,
Did you know anything about Transformers when you were a kid?
No, that was a little after.
Me too. So
I missed that one. So
Josh and I are about the same age, and... Like, I remember the toys, and I sort of vaguely remember the commercials, but we were both a little bit too old to really be into, like, the story and the TV show and stuff, so
my little brother
really
was
that much about him.
My little brother was right in the right age for that, and I remember when he would get the toys, it was his thing to not read the manual. Like, he wanted to figure out how to take it, like, make it robot and put it back together. He would never, that was his thing about
like it. Like, it's a puzzle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
by the way, about the Rotten Tomatoes score... Bumblebee is the highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the highest rated Transformers movie at the moment, but actually, the second highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes has a 54%, so...
That's funny. Okay. Yeah.
So it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
To, yeah, it's but not I think a very it's high sitting bar.
At like 97% or something.
Wow.
So I don't know.
So back to the aliens thing, if Transformers are aliens, then why would their like designs be off of something that humans made?
I think the deal is they're robots from outer space, but then they disguise themselves as things that we would recognize, so we won't
that's
see.
Right.
I'm just guessing because I really don't know.
Weird.
So they're like they're robots in disguise, I know that.
But aliens, you know, they could be way more advanced than us. So they know stuff that we don't know.
It used to be called, like, Autobots.
Yeah, there are good ones, there are bad ones. The good ones are the Autobots, and the bad ones are the Decepticons. And that's pretty much the limit mm-hmm. of my Transformer knowledge.
Nice.
I feel like they probably made the lore, like, just on the spot or something, because Transformers was just made to sell toys.
Yeah, well, so. That's the thing. When we were kids... There were a lot of shows that were pretty much just to sell toys. Pretty I think much. It all started with G.I. Joe.
That was about
and
like
then there was He-Man, and then there was Transformers, and all those were.
That
just
was about like 80% of the cartoons in the '80s. They were yeah,
there were a bunch.
They
of
were
them.
Created just to make toys, like even just like normal so. Toys you would see on the shelf, like that you wouldn't think would have a TV show. They'd have a TV show yep. made like high budget, low budget, or not, and they would just have it just so kids would buy the toys.
Yeah, I think Smurfs were a toy long before they were a TV show. They were little collectible figures, and then yep. they said, hey, let's make a TV show, because then people will want them even more.
Yep.
Rubik's Cube, the movie.
Yeah, Rubik's Cube.
You might be
cartoon.
Onto something there.
Transformers is now
I've heard
Rubik's
that
Cube.
The Super Mario Brothers cartoon is the best cartoon ever made.
No.
No?
That's
it
a
is.
Joke, right?
Have you seen it?
The
movie is really bad too.
Yeah.
I watched the entire series. I think I've watched everything of that show because they have it all on Netflix. I got a DVD once that was like all of the episodes, and then I have like a Mario World DVD of it.
There was that live action show too. It was like a 30-minute sitcom kind of show. Remember that?
It's really
thought that was a good idea.
It's like the Super Mario Bros. Show is good because it's kind of bad.
Didn't they also have like within that show they had like a Zelda show?
Yeah,
I think
they had that.
Yeah, I remember
that one was not good.
That was not as good.
They're all bad. Yeah. They're all really
like
bad.
The Super Mario World one, it was like for some reason Mario and like Princess Peach and stuff were in like caveman times.
Oh yeah.
There's like
that is really weird.
Everywhere. Yeah.
It's weird that they spent so much time making the game so good, but then they didn't spend any time on the cartoons.
Yep.
Pasta punts are the best or the funniest jokes, guys.
Yeah. All right,
Mario Bros.
Let's do, I want to get to the Christmas music because that's the main thing we're doing on this podcast, but really quickly, let's do a couple of news stories.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
All right, so update on the coyote that we were talking about earlier.
Yes, please.
The officials say they have caught the coyote. They think they have caught the coyote.
Yeah.
This coyote has attacked five different times. Along El Dorado Parkway, which is this big street close to where we live. It's like the main street going east and west near our neighborhood. Police said in a written statement, while it cannot be said definitively that this is the animal responsible, is believed to likely be related, police said in a written statement. Five similar attacks were reported from October 26th. Until this past Monday, including an incident with a 9-year-old and another that forced a jogger to undergo severe neck surgeries. Police think a single coyote is responsible for all the incidents. So this is really strange behavior because we have a lot of coyotes in this area, but usually coyotes don't really bother people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of coyotes here, but most of the time they're like, they don't bother. They're kind of shy. They'll go after like really small animals, but people they stay away from. So they think there might be something wrong with this coyote.
Like last time.
They captured the coyote. They sent it off to be tested, but they haven't said whether or not it is rabid.
Yeah.
One time I went to the park with my friends in like the distance in like the woods. We saw like a coyote there.
Yeah. You see him around sometimes. I'll see him. I've seen him a few times in our neighborhood or kind of, you know, when I'm driving around, you'll catch a coyote kind of running around.
Yep.
Especially like early in the morning. That's when all these attacks occurred, like early in the morning. So joggers were jogging around. The last person to get attacked was actually like a triathlete. So she was like someone who's super into running. And she had actually read like things to do if a coyote attacks, like, and she thought she was prepared, and she thought she'd be okay because she was in a well-lit area and jogging with her friend, but the coyote attacked her from behind, knocked her down, and she had to go to the hospital. She had, like, broken bones and bite marks.
This coyote's probably rabid. Yeah. Or insane.
She's mostly okay. She said she's going to continue to train for her triathlon. But, yeah, pretty scary. Hopefully, that was the killer coyote, and they've got it captured, and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, the coyote seems to have kind of a certain type of taste.
Yeah, it was only a couple of days ago.
It only likes triathletes.
Hopefully the coyote's taken care of. I've got another story here. I meant to give this to you earlier, Henry. Do you want to just go ahead and read it? It's really short. You can probably just read the article. We have a new world record in the world.
Universal Studios Japan breaks Christmas tree light record.
Oh.
Guinness World Records and said Universal Studios Japan has once again broken the world record for most lights on an artificial Christmas tree. So no real Christmas trees.
5,082.
The park, which first obtained the record with its Christmas decorations in 2011, has broken its own record each year since then, with this year's record being set 580,806 lights.
Wow.
Also, it's a theme park.
Over a half million lights on a Christmas tree. That tree over there probably has like 500 lights.
Mm-hmm.
It has 1,000 times more lights than the tree in our house.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Pretty huge.
Wow. That's a good way to get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Universal Studios theme park in Osaka, Japan.
Mm-hmm. The Universal Illusion Tree, as it's known at the mark, at the park, features color-changing lights with innumerable luminous expressions, Universal Japan said.
Pretty cool.
So what's it called again? The Illusions Tree?
Yeah, I think so.
What do they call it? It says here. Where does it say?
Is this right over there?
The Universal Illusion Tree.
Yeah.
Universal Illusions
Very
Tree.
Cool.
Pretty cool. I would like to see that tree. And then one last little story. This one made me laugh. This was in the Washington Post this last week. There was a NASA engineer that was really upset because people kept stealing packages off his front porch. Package thieves come. So he'd order something from Amazon and it would sit on the front porch and then people come steal it. And he even had a camera set up and he caught the thieves on tape and he took it to the police. And the police said, well, we don't think it's worth our time to really do anything about this. And so it made him really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided, you know what? I'm an engineer. I can do something about this. And so guess what he did? He created a bomb package.
Well,
was bomb it a real bomb? Quotes.
It was a glitter bomb.
Whoa.
A glitter bomb and also a fart bomb.
This is great. This is what engineers really made for.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. He said, the guy's name is Mark Rober. He said, you feel powerless, and I just felt like something needs to be done to take a stand against dishonest punks like this. And I was like, hold up. He said, if anyone was going to make a revenge bait package and over-engineer the crap out of it, it was going to be me. He said he got his inspiration from Kevin McAllister. You know who that is?
Yes.
No
from
idea.
From Home Alone.
The main character in Home Alone. What he did was he created a package. He created a trap disguised as a package. It would be GPS enabled so he could track the journey once it left his house. And then he would record video, and the video would show that when they opened it, a pound of glitter would explode all over the thieves. And then it would have a can of fart spray that would spray. And he said, it's really bad stuff. He says, no joke, you can clear a room with one spray of the stuff.
Okay.
And then he recorded it and posted it on YouTube.
Wait. You know, I already wanted to be an engineer, but now I know definitely that I'm going to be an engineer now.
If you can make stuff like that.
So he did it. And it actually got stolen. He disguised it as like an Apple box, like an Apple home box, which is like, so it would be really desirable to thieves. And thieves stole it. He recorded them opening it and the glitter going off and the fart spray going off.
That's from the from Home Alone.
Yeah, so that's pretty funny. And that is our news. All right, let's get on to our next segment. This is a segment we call What You Listening To.
What you listening to?
I don't think you like it.
Why not? I like this new generation of music.
And because it's almost Christmas, just like we did last year, this is going to be a Christmas edition of What You're Listening To, because this time of year, we're all listening to Christmas music. So, Josh brought a bunch of Christmas music. I think you guys each have some songs you want to play for us. I have a couple of songs we're going to play, and we will spend most of the podcast listening to Christmas music. So, who wants to go first?
Oh, well.
Oliver says he's going to go first. What do you want to play for us, Oliver?
Wait, there's a quick, like, 1 minute thing that'll
okay.
introduce
we
it
can
for
play
you.
That first, but the song I was going to play is a SpongeBob song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
And then Parker has some picks also, right?
Yes.
Very cool. So Parker picked a SpongeBob song, which is probably pretty timely. Why would that be timely this year?
Because Steven Hillenburg died.
Yeah, Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob, who everybody says was a really great guy.
Yep.
He died of ALS.
Yep. Passed away this year.
Actually, now people are like signing petitions to perform, I think it's like a SpongeBob song
Sweet
called
Victory.
Sweet Victory at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then the stadium that the they're the stadium that's doing the Super Bowl posted a picture of SpongeBob singing that. So it might actually happen.
That's funny.
Very cool.
Would be pretty cool.
Wait, what is the Super Bowl again?
It's the championship game for
when.
Oh, when?
Oh, I don't want to see
It's in February usually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It might actually
usually, like the first or second weekend in February, I think.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yep. So Parker picked Santa Has His Eye on Me.
No, I picked that.
Or Oliver picked that one.
Right,
this is a SpongeBob Christmas.
Oh, it's drawing very near. My favorite time of year. The snow is falling and the cold wind blows. Christmas is almost here. And I know that Santa has his jolly little eyes on me. It keeps me warm and filled with glee to know Santa has his eyes on me. I light my house like a Christmas tree.
I never heard that before.
I've heard that.
I like it.
Yeah, there's a real funny part that comes up with when Patrick is kind of ridiculous right after that.
Stringing lights so Santa knows in no uncertain terms.
We got Squidward.
To go away.
Okay. No surprise that he's a Grinch.
Santa has his jolly little eyes on me.
You heard this before, Henry?
No.
He sees everything I do with his left eye on me and his right eye on you. Ooh, what's that?
It's a trap. A trap for Santa.
Ooh, baited with Christmas treats?
I will trap Santa in my box, locked up like Fort Knox, and make him stop the clocks. And we'll have Christmas all year long. Hey, a cookie!
He got distracted.
Oh, Santa has his jolly little eyes on me.
So yeah, I thought that would.
So that
know,
is
me and Oliver thought that would be timely because of you know R.I.P.
I like
Steven
it.
Hillenburg.
I like it. So that's SpongeBob. What's it called again?
Santa has his jolly little eyes on me. I think.
Yep. Santa has his jolly little eyes on me.
Okay, I feel like if you're trying to trap Santa, you should just turn on the fireplace.
Oh,
jump
that's
at
a good
the
one.
Fireplace. It'll get burned.
Yeah, but if you're underwater, there's not many fireplaces probably.
Yeah.
Just maybe there's water places.
I always wonder about that on SpongeBob. A lot of stuff
happens. Yeah.
Sometimes I misspeak a little bit. I always wonder on SpongeBob. There's always stuff that wouldn't really work in an underground world, but they just do it anyway.
Of course. It's all fantasy.
Yeah, like they drink water in SpongeBob.
Yeah, and there's also an ocean SpongeBob, and there's like a beach. But there's a... Which underwater, there is a beach where a whale was washed up.
Yeah,
think about that.
It's pretty
freaky. They actually mentioned how there can't be fire underwater in one of the episodes.
Yeah. So, Parker, do you have a song for us?
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, he found there's a new version of Linus and Lucy, the Charlie Brown song.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
That we
I
found.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Please don't be a trap remix.
Not quite.
It's a remix, but I don't know.
Yeah, so
Vince Guaraldi, right?
Guaraldi, yes.
Guaraldi, sorry. Yes. Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, actually, we both, of course, picked one of the Charlie Brown Christmas songs. So this one is kind of a modern kind of rap soul guy called Anderson Paak, but it's really cool. It's kind of jazzy and cool. Syncopation is really hard to get just right, so I think that they did a really cool job on this one.
Yeah, jazz drummers are always really good drummers because there's always like really difficult time signatures and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Very jazzy. Pretty cool.
I like it.
So I had a related one. So everyone's always trying to do these songs, obviously. So there's a group from Austin called Krongbin. They got kind of a weird name, but it's a trio, and they play kind of this mix of like funk and also kind of Eastern music, and it's real cool and funky. But they did a version of "Christmas Time Is Here" from that soundtrack, also. But also kind of different. Bad review from Oliver on this one.
It's boring.
Okay. So thumbs down on that one?
Instrumental.
Yeah.
I like it though.
That's a little like
sort of like mood music.
That's a little like vaporwave.
Vaporwave. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I need to get to know that genre a little bit more. I remember last year we played some 8-bit Christmas. Remember that? There was that 8-bit Christmas album that sounded really cool. So you brought some different stuff this time too, right?
I got some stuff. In fact, I'm going to play something we talked about on the podcast last time, but I don't think I was able to play it because last time I didn't have a turntable. I didn't have a record player. Now I have a record player, and it's a record player with a preamp built into it so I can put it right into our soundboard and we can play it.
Yep.
I've got some. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I was a member of the REM fan club. And if you remember the REM fan club, every year they sent you a Christmas record. And on one side would be a Christmas song, and on the other side would be some other song that they made. And you would get it for free just by being in the fan club. So I've still got these. They still have my name and address on them.
Pretty cool.
And it was like super cheap to be in the fan. I think it was only like 10 bucks a year or something like that. That's nice. Really cheap. But I think I talked about these on the podcast last year. We're gonna play them now. I'm going to start with... So there's two. One would have been from like... one is the 1990 holiday single. Mm-hmm. The other one must be the 89 holiday single. Let's start with 1990.
And what song did they do on this one?
This one they call Ghost Reindeer in the Sky.
I guess sort of like Ghost Riders.
In fact, it's exactly like Ghost Rider in the Sky, except they made it Christmas by calling it Ghost Reindeer.
But they always, these were all also a little goofy too, like not taking themselves too seriously.
Yeah, I always liked that about, like, because on their albums, sometimes they're very serious, but some of this stuff, they have a little more humor and stuff.
That's what the Beatles fan club albums were like. Like, I've, like, like listen to it through another one of them, but like they're just kind of like messing around and having fun.
Yep. Yeah, those are funny too. Yeah, and those are only two groups that I've heard of that do that, do a Christmas song and stuff, kind of goofy. That shows I feel like, you know, like, you know.
What about the Mickey Mouse fans get,
I guess, okay, maybe. Did they release records every year too and send a record to their fan club?
There's the House of Mouse.
Uh-huh. We need to go find some of that vinyl, too.
The House of Blows.
All right, I'm trying to cue this up.
So DJ Greg over there getting things ready to go.
The House of House.
The House of House.
Hey, look who it is. It's the Mouse of the House.
I think it's instrumental.
Yeah.
There might
sounds
be like
really good.
Some yippee-ki-yays later on.
Ghost Reindeer in the Sky.
I know, they didn't even sing it in the song. They must have recorded that song another time and just decided to release it as a Christmas song. So they had to change the title.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Guys, that was pretty epic.
That was pretty epic.
So, on the other side of this one, there is like a cover of George Gershwin's song, Summertime,
mm-hmm.
which is actually really good. We won't play that because it's not a Christmas song. But I like their version of Summertime. The other one I have here, the one from 1989, is their version of Good King Wenceslas.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I have not listened to this one in a long time. I remember it not being very good, to be honest. But we'll see.
So did this song, the original song, did this come out first and then, because there's like an American version of this Christmas carol. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. But it's based on the exact same tune as this one. So I've always wondered which one came
Good King
first.
Wenceslas.
Surely that
has
one.
The same tune?
Yeah. When you listen to this.
Never really thought about that.
Yeah,
before.
Think about God Rest You Merry Gentlemen when you hear this. And your mind will be Christmas blown.
Is it like how Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and the ABC song are the same song?
Kinda. Yeah. These are, I think, much closer. Like Green Sleeves and...
What child is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
On the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even,
thumbs up?
Yep.
I don't know, I'm getting thumbs down from the other boys.
They got like a tuba going or something.
Yeah. They're being silly. They're not really being that serious.
Gathering winter
God,
bring me flesh and bring me wine. Bring me
they do like multiple verses and everything. I only know the first verse. I couldn't tell you what comes after the first verse.
Sounds cool. It's all echoey and atmospheric and stuff. It's really cool.
Very different. If you didn't know this was R.E.M., you would never know.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
All right. So those are the Christmas singles. And then I went and lived in Japan for a couple of years and lost my membership in the fan club, so I don't have anything after that.
Yeah. There's a couple of actors that do an R.E.M. podcast, and they did a whole episode about all the R.E.M. Christmas singles.
Are you talking R.E.M. or me?
Exactly. Yep. Well, while we're on the, might as well keep on the R.E.M. Christmas just really quick. So if anyone, I'm sure people know that movie Love Actually. So the part of the theme on Love Actually is that there's like an aging rock star that's trying to do a Christmas song and get to number one by the end of the year. But the song that he's doing is Love Is All Around, but he kind of makes it more of a Christmas version of it. Like, Christmas is all around. So R.E.M. did a version of that. Originally, it was done by the Troggs, who people know by that song Wild Thing. They originally did the song. So I think you got me down over there.
Oh, I think you're muted. All right. Okay. Start it, restart it.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Christmas is all around me.
And so the feeling grows.
But that's all we got to play of that. So just since we were on the same thing, I didn't even know that song very well when I saw the movie, but I started seeing it pop up everywhere, and now it's a Christmas song, right? Anything can be a Christmas song if you want it to.
I can be a Christmas song.
So we can switch. Here's something kind of silly. Here's something kind of silly again. So
very Fortnite Christmas.
There was a group called The Residents that were really weird. They were sort of like an art band, like an art performance band. And
lots of surreal stuff. They had like costumes where their face was a giant eyeball.
Exactly.
With a
top hat.
Like a top hat on top of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one knew who they were. That was the thing. They were anonymous.
Yep.
Kind of like Daft Punk.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody they were Daft Punk were. Before Daft Punk.
I don't know what Daft Punk looks like.
Sorta, yeah. But they started way back in the early 70s, the Residents did, and they did stuff up until just the last couple of years. But their very first song that they put out was called Santa Dog, which was...
Dogs at Jesus' feet, the Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, the Santa dogs at Jesus' feet, there's no presents in the future.
In the future.
What do you guys think? Santa Dog.
It's okay.
I kind of like it too.
It's really weird.
It's weird, but very weird.
Pretty representative of all their stuff. There's actually a documentary on you might find on Amazon Prime about the Residents.
There's
very interesting group.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. There's another along those lines. I've got one more song. Let's see. This is by the band Guster. Do you know Guster?
Oh yeah.
No.
They're a band that one of the members is from Richardson, the town where you live in.
Oh, I did not know that.
But this is a cover that they did of the song Donde Está Santa Claus.
Ooh.
I like this song.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Donde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will Mamacita.
We like this song because there's a video on YouTube of a Boston Terrier riding around on a Roomba wearing a Santa hat to this song.
It's Christmas.
But I like the song anyway.
Yeah,
I always kind of like this song.
Very cool.
I know that I should be sleeping, but maybe he's not far away. So out of the window I'm peeping, hoping to see him in his sleigh. I hope he won't forget to pack his castanets and to his reindeer say.
A poncho!
Pretty cool.
I like that song.
Yeah. So I had something I was telling you before the show that's like right up your alley. Hopefully you're not boring the kids too much. But the cool thing about Christmas music is that it can be any type of music that you want it to be. It doesn't have to be the same old traditional kind of stuff. So I found this Christmas album by these South Korean teenagers, like a South Korean punk group that did a Christmas album.
It's totally K-pop.
It's really cool. So this one is called Christmas.
There's one thing this video needs.
Christmas, it's not a biggie.
K-pop.
It's kind of surf rock. But the words are pretty cool too.
Shonen Knight.
Yeah. Kind of similar.
Very cool. There's a Japanese girl punk band that I like a lot right now called Lucy 2.
Lucy 2?
Yes. Spelled L-U-C-I-E.
Very cool.
And one of my favorite punk bands is a Japanese punk band called the Blue Hearts. We're kind of big in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
I've got one of their records right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, fans, if you follow Greg on Instagram, he often posts what record he's listening to that week or that day. I remember you posting that one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I like it. So I'll have to, in the episode description, list the songs we played.
Yeah.
Going to take me a little bit of work, but I'll try to do it.
So we can do some local flavor if you want. So one of the big groups, everyone loves the Old 97s from Dallas. They've been around for 25 years. And so they decided to make a Christmas album this year. And it's really funny because I've been reading about the band and how they did this album, and Rhett Miller, the singer, basically had to like talk the other members into doing a Christmas album because they're all like, ah, come on, you got to be kidding me. There's nothing cool about that. But he just wanted to, because he's got kids that are like these boys' age now, so he gets more sentimental about Christmas and stuff. But he wanted to write some originals that were really cool. And even like if you see the album, so I think it's their new album. So it's Old 97's Love the Holiday. So the cover of it, it shows them all like wearing like ugly Christmas sweaters, and they're all like almost like, do we have to do this? But so one of the songs from this, it's very Old 97 sounding, but it's called Gotta Love Being a Kid, Merry Christmas. And I think they did this in the style of the Ramones, Rhett Miller said.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I can see all the presents by the tree.
Listen to the words on this, guys. You'll like
it. You can ask my family. I know that they all agree. Wrapping paper, big old bows. I hope I don't get no clothes. I'll wake up at 6 a.m. just so I can open them. Merry Christmas. You gotta love being a kid. Merry Christmas.
I like it. What time do you guys get up on Christmas morning?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. That's pretty late.
I think that's the rule.
It's pretty late.
Yeah.
We usually do like 7.
Maybe we'll do 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, actually, usually we plan on doing 6, and then our parents sleep in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like the parents get up and do the presents and everything, but then kind of fall back asleep while you guys play with mess with all your stuff.
That's what it's like. You guys don't usually like sleep in for Christmas. Like, you'll wake up when it's like we want to, and we'll put all the presents, and then you'll just go back to bed.
Yep.
I remember like 2 Christmases ago, like when the TV was in like a dining room or whatever. Like I was just sitting in there playing like games on the TV, and they just fell asleep.
Of course, we always end up just falling asleep eventually.
By the time, like, I don't know, by about noon on Christmas, it seems like everybody's kind of tired.
Of course.
It's and then, like, later on the day, you get sort of energy again.
Yep. All right, I'll make this hip again. So when Run DMC did a Christmas song, I don't know when that was, early 80s, mid 80s.
Do you know who Run DMC is?
Yes.
No.
They're, like, one of the original.
They're, like, early rap bands.
Right.
Rap group.
But just for a rap group to even do a Christmas song was really, really different. So their song Christmas in Hollis, but this is kind of something that I think is interesting. So there's a very recognizable horn sample in there. And so I was going to play where they got that first that you'll recognize. This is Clarence Carter.
Why do I recognize this?
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what do you recognize. Call me
Backdoor Santa. Backdoor Santa. He sneaks in the back door. About the break of day. There's no chimneys.
That's what he's going to have to do for our house, because we don't have a chimney.
Exactly.
He's going to have to face through the walls.
I can see why they use these horns. I love these horns.
So I'll throw the original on real quick so you'll know this one, just so to tie it together.
This is Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Yep. I like that they sampled a song, but they sampled a different Christmas song, so I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
What?
So I'm trying to be hip, but then I'm playing rap songs from the 80s, so maybe I'm not making it all that hip for the kids again.
Exactly, Dad.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
But I think Run DMC will always be cool.
Yeah. Hey, we started off with Anderson .Paak. That's brand new. He's pretty hip, so that's pretty cool.
All right. Anything else we want to do?
Oh, the Star Trek one.
Oh, yes. I think we saved the best for last. Thanks, all of you. Hey.
Star Thanks. Trek Christmas?
Well, no. So everyone knows who William Shatner is.
Oh, yeah. Captain Kirk.
Yeah. So he's pretty famous for doing albums and really cheesy. And I remember the one he did, I don't know when it was, late 90s, but he did a pulp song called Normal People. Mm-hmm. What's their famous song? Common People.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And so that was really, it was funny because it's so tongue-in-cheek. So now, this year, William Shatner comes out with a Christmas album, and this might be the coolest thing you'll hear all year. Talk about hip. So check this out. It's very inspirational.
Come, they told me. Ba-rum-ba-ba-bum. A newborn king to see. Our finest gifts we bring.
So is he being serious?
No way.
Probably not.
He probably knows
how to. Only William Shatner can do this.
So, yeah, it's a whole album of to honor this, him. Basically.
Is this like an audiobook person?
No. Well, his character, Captain Kirk, he's famous for being very dramatic when he would say something to the enemy. So then he just capitalized on that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny.
So I had sort of a revelation about this song recently.
Yeah.
Your dad knows, like, when you're a new parent, you just had a baby, the one thing you really want to do is, like, have that baby sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you had someone show up right after you had a newborn baby and said, hey, I'm just going to sit here and play this drum, I don't think that's, like, the gift you would want that person to give. I mean, I realize that it's supposed mm-hmm. to be, like, this good story about this kid.
Welcome to the world.
But it's like, don't play a drum around a newborn baby.
The baby's trying to sleep. It's going to freak him out. Yeah.
Must have been a crazy night.
Yeah. And then people bring, like, frankincense and myrrh to the baby. Like, what's the baby going to do with frankincense?
Exactly.
Seriously. What is frankincense?
Can I say, like, this is not really Christmas related, but do you guys know who Michael Myers is?
Of course.
He's like the Halloween guy.
Yeah, right? The monster from Halloween.
So, like, the Captain Kirk mask is the Michael Myers mask.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the hair, basically it's just, like, painted white and the eyes cut out.
Yeah, what I had heard, something about that, like, actually they were going to use a different mask, but it just didn't look quite right. So at the last minute they went out and got a Captain Kirk mask and, like, made it look kind of creepy by painting
Never heard that before.
Yeah. I think that's exactly right.
Very cool.
Pretty spooky and crazy.
Yeah. So I could go on forever with this kind of stuff. But.
All right, we got to close it with Captain Kirk singing pa-rum-pa-pum-pum to us.
Can you stop?
All right, well, there's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat
yourself.
So every podcast... we have to try something, some kind of treat or candy or weird food.
Eat yourself.
And then we all try it and we rate it. And we rate it. I don't know if you remember this. I think we did it when you guys were on before, right?
Mm-hmm. Last year was the 10 Kinder eggs or whatever.
Kinder Surprise. Like the new version of the Kinder eggs, the Kinder Surprise eggs.
Kinder Joy.
Except they call them Kinder Joy because they don't actually have something in the middle of them.
Kinder Funnies, huh?
But this time we're going to try. You guys like candy?
Yeah.
All right, it's two new kinds of candy. I saw.
Kids don't like candy.
You know, maybe some kids don't like candy. Who knows?
I don't want to be here anymore.
Healthy kids.
Two kinds of candy I've never tried before. I saw these in the store the other day. I knew we need to try something for Treat Yourself.
Oh,
so
I've never tried Nerds.
I have.
You've never tried?
They are big, chewy Nerds.
Oh.
They are new. It even says so on the package. New. Exclamation point. And Sour Patch. Mango flavor.
Okay, I've seen Sour Patch Watermelon and Sour Patch Strawberry. This is new.
Sour Patch Watermelon
is like the best flavor.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
nice. So mango flavor, Sour Patch.
I had Nerds.
Big Chewy Nerds. And the way this works, just so you remember, we rate this on a scale. The worst is...
Ew.
Seriously?
That is so gross.
A little bit better than that is...
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
And then if it's okay, we say it's... Okay. And if you really like it, you call it...
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
All right. So which one should we try first?
The Nerds.
The Nerds? Big Chewy Nerds?
Big Fat Smelly.
The Nerds are pretty old school. Yeah. Nerds have been around for a while.
But I lost a bingo game today.
Usually they're little and
there
crunchy.
Was Nerds.
Usually they're little and they're crunchy. These are Big Chewy Nerds, which I've never seen before. I'm going to give everyone a couple. And then what we do is we turn off the mics because I don't want anybody chewing into the mics. I'm going to mute the mics now. All right, what do we think of Big Chewy Nerds?
Really good. 10 out of 10. Okay.
I think they were good.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to say between meh and whatever above meh is.
Okay.
Just a little underwhelming.
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
You know what they remind me of? They remind me of like an armored jelly bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside.
It was
inside.
More the jelly bean that I got.
I like the outside taste better.
Mm-hmm. I like that the texture is a little strange, and maybe it's just me. It was a little too much sugar, but I did have a lot of sugar earlier
There's
today.
A lot of sugar, yeah.
I give it an okay.
I really liked it. I really liked it, so I'm going to give it a delicious.
So we got three delicious, one okay, and one meh.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think they're pretty good. I wouldn't eat like a whole bag of them, but I
neither. I would
kind of like the strange texture. I like that they're crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside.
I probably eat the entire thing.
They look like a brain.
Yeah, they do kind of look like brains.
I got a double one where it was like two and one, and I couldn't separate them.
You guys want to try Sour Patch Kids mango flavor?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm gonna pass these around. Do you guys like Sour Patch Kids?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I mean, sometimes.
All right, what do we think of the Sour Patch Kids mango flavor?
I'll give it a meh. It wasn't the best because it didn't have the Sour Patch Kids taste.
M-E-H. Meh.
It wasn't that sour.
It doesn't have a lot of that strong kind of sour, sour sugar stuff.
It doesn't even look like a Sour Patch Kid. It's literally just
It tastes different than
I expected. It's a mango!
There's like a really kind of tropical, you know, citrusy flavor almost.
Yep. Yeah. I'll give it an okay. It was disappointing, but good.
I'll give it a meh because, like, it doesn't have the sourness that it usually has, and it's, like, it's kind of underwhelming. Like, it's, like, if you've ever had, like, one of those little, like, fruit, like, gummy things, and it's, like, a mango flavor, it's just that. So
yeah, that's what
it kind of
reminds me of, those sun-kissed kind of citrus jelly things.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is, really. It's just a fruit gummy.
But I really like those, so I'm going to call it delicious.
You have to make your point.
Yum,
Dad.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
Yeah, I'll just give it a meh.
Yeah, so we had three mehs. What did you say, Henry?
Meh.
You said okay. It tasted a lot different than I expected to. It's not the flavor that I was expecting.
Yeah.
But I still kind of like them.
Well, they got a big shoes to fill with Sour Patch Kids. Like, that's really distinctive. And it's leaves a bad aftertaste, too, I think, so.
Yeah. I like Sour Patch Kids, but that was like my least favorite one I've ever tried.
Yep. Do you think Sour Patch Kids is like one of the best candies going right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
Sour
Patch
Hormone's really good.
It's the top candy to get at the movies.
Okay.
It is a good movie candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree
it
with
is.
That.
Except whenever I get it at the movies, they fill like a third of the bag and I finish it like 10 minutes in the movie, and then I don't get popcorn, and then I don't have anything to eat for the rest of the movie.
You know what's my favorite movie treat? I don't do this very often, but every now and then, if you get like a bucket of popcorn, and then you take like a box of Milk Duds and you sprinkle the Milk Duds in the popcorn. So you grab like a handful and you get like a little bit of popcorn, a little bit of Milk Duds.
It's actually a really good idea.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's good, even though I don't really
usually
like
Milk
Duds. Usually
we try to smuggle in our candy because it's so expensive at theater.
I thought you were going to say you dump chocolate chips into the popcorn.
No, that'd be messy.
That's pretty good,
One
too.
Time I did...
Milk Duds would be good, though. Or like M&M's work, too.
Oh, okay.
That'll one work. Time at the movies, I wasn't paying attention and I grabbed Skittles. But they're like the super sour Skittles.
Oh, yeah? Do you like the sour Skittles?
I don't like them.
By the way, if you
I had them at the
them,
movies and I took a bite of it and it was like super sour.
I haven't tried this.
A while ago, I think it's probably been like 10 years. Like 10 years ago, for a very short time, they had fizzy Skittles. Where, like, you put it in your mouth and, like, fizzed, like...
Okay,
like,
I've tried that before. Alka-Seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
I liked them.
Oh, and Thanksgiving break, I had the idea to make Pop Rocks cookies.
Yes, we made Pop Rocks cookies.
You know, Pop Rocks are a really good ice cream topping.
Oh, yeah.
Really? They're weird, but they're kind of good.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
The thing about Sour Patch Kids, though, is... I kind of like how it's not as sour because for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, just to me, Sour Patch Kids are more sour than Warheads, which sounds really weird, but for some reason, I just taste them that way. It's weird.
Yeah.
Warheads are like not the sourest candy, but they're sour.
Mm-hmm. Also, just saying fizzy candies and stuff are the worst kinds of candy ever. I've had one of them and I've had the fizz in my mouth. It's horrible.
Lately, I've been sort of getting into, like, these Mexican candies that are made from, like, tamarind and hot peppers.
A few weeks ago.
And super sour and salty. Wow.
That sounds weird.
A few weeks ago, my friend Angel, he brought, like, a bunch of Mexican candies to school.
Yeah.
And I tried them.
Did they have, like, the red pepper and the super sour and sweet at the same time? Yeah, some of them did.
It, like, some of them were gross and some of them were good. There's like, gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
They like most of the flavors were just like normal, but like some of them were just really weird.
Yeah,
tasted weird.
So that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. So thank you very much to the Graham family for being here.
Yeah, welcome
being on the podcast. Now sharing their Christmas music.
We appreciate you having us over. This has been great.
Parker and Oliver and Josh for being here.
We get to go on like a famous podcast and do
this has been a lot of fun. We really
follow
appreciate it.
Follow me on Twitch.
8 billion followers on the podcast.
Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk Dad Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com where you can download and stream all of our episodes. If you want to help out the podcast, the best thing you can do is leave us a 5-star review wherever you found the podcast. If you subscribe, rate, and review us, that helps us kind of get the word out about the podcast. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.
Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
There's time for love.